Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears, along with you, Getaway Friday, December the 11th, 2020, 17 coming up on 18 minutes past the hour. Do want to do a little recap here. Keep our holiday closet clean and check, however you would like to say it. If you'd like to send us a Christmas card here to WWGH Radio, do so by mailing it to WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. If you put your return address on the envelope or in the card, we will send you a card back and we will display your card here in the WWGH studios. WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. If you want to write Santa Claus a letter and get a letter back, there still is time. Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. Santa Claus, P.O. Box number 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. And Hanukkah is underway December 10th through the 18th. And Kwanzaa, December 26th through January 1st. And, of course, Christmas Eve, December 24th. And Christmas, December 25th. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi. You're talking about Christmas decorations a little bit ago.
Yes.
I have on the tree several of those icicles that you were talking about. I have also this all from back to my mom and dad and my grandparents. I have the old velvet bulbs that were made with velvet with the decorations on the outside of it. And we're talking a lot of years ago, and I have a couple of bulbs, or actually metal, inside they got a ringer. You take them and they ring. And then the most prized one that I've got on there, that I'm looking at right now, is a Santa Claus dated 1925. So, I hung on all the way. I should hang on as long as my grandparents, my dad, mom, and mother got over the years.
Absolutely. Now, do they still sell the icicles in the stores?
I have not seen them. I've got a few of them left. Of course, over the years, some of them broke. But I still got a few, and I have not seen any.
Huh.
We were looking at the other day, you might find them. But, yeah. But like I said, the most...
Now, Bob, what's your favorite Christmas candy?
My favorite Christmas candy? I make my homemade fudge.
Homemade fudge. Now, how do you do your fudge?
Well, I do it different from everybody else. I take, and I make it in the microwave. I get my sugar and it's all mixed up. And I get my peanut butter, or my chocolate. But I add oatmeal, flavored oatmeal, peanuts, and different things to it. I was just sitting there thinking about bringing you guys up something like that.
So you put oatmeal in it?
Yeah, I put flavored oatmeal on it.
Flavored oatmeal? Like what kind of flavor?
The cinnamon, the maple, you know, they use it in the package.
Right.
I put that in. I make it plain. I make it different ways. So I just sat there thinking about making you guys up something. Bring it up and let you have a try at it.
Well, thanks, Bob. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye.
But anyway, like I said, There might be a lot of people out there that has a lot of the old ornaments, and I try to hang on to them to keep them from getting broke. But the most prized one is 1925 Santa Claus.
1925 Santa Claus. I certainly understand. Well, I appreciate the info, Bob. Thanks. All right, phone lines are open. Now, remember, if the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Talking about Christmas decorations and Christmas food, and mainly desserts, I think, at Christmas is what it comes down to. But, now that's interesting. I've never heard of making fudge with oatmeal, flavored oatmeal, but... You know, however you want to make your Christmas dessert is however you want to make your Christmas dessert. Now, it seems to me like years ago, somebody used to do something called a gumdrop cake. Now, I don't remember if I like this or not, but I remember a gumdrop cake had to do with Christmas. And obviously I think it had to do with gumdrops, the colorful gumdrops, but I don't know what a gumdrop cake was. I know there were gumdrops on the top of it that made it look colorful, Christmassy. They kind of look like ornaments, I guess. But I don't know what the cake was. I don't know what kind of cake it was. Does anybody know anything about a gumdrop cake? I don't know anything about that. Or what is divinity? Because I know divinity is tied into Christmas in some way. But you never see that anymore. Matter of fact, I don't think I've ever tried divinity. And it seems to me that some people called it pink divinity. Is it pink? I don't know. I've never seen divinity. I don't know if it's a candy. I don't know if it's a cake. I don't know what it is. But does anybody know what divinity is or a gumdrop cake? What kind of cake was inside of the gumdrop cake? I can see the white icing on top, and I can see the gumdrops on top. But I don't know what was in the inside. Oh, and here's something I'm really interested in, by the way. We always hear in the song, figgy pudding. Figgy pudding. Now, what is figgy pudding? Is it like what's inside of a Fig Newton? What is figgy pudding? Is it like tapioca? Is it vanilla? Does anybody ever make figgy pudding? I've never heard of it. I don't see it sold in the stores. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I don't know what figgy pudding is, but divinity
uh-oh,
is...
we're both in trouble.
But divinity is beaten egg whites, precisely, with lots of sugar and Cairo.
So it's beaten egg whites with sugar and Cairo.
And if you want it pink, they put cherry juice in it.
Cherry juice?
Mm-hmm.
Now, would you consider that a candy or a cookie or a cake?
It's a candy.
It's a candy.
Mm-hmm.
So it hardens up.
Yes, it does.
Because of the Cairo.
We also have done it. My son-in-law does a divinity peanut butter roll.
Oh.
So he has a divinity, and then puts the peanut butter in it, rolls it up, and then you slice it.
Now, I've always wondered this, because we all see the pumpkin rolls at Thanksgiving. What is the roll made out of?
Divinity.
Not the pumpkin roll, but like the cake.
Yeah, what is the cake that... I mean, I understand you spread the divinity on it, then you roll it up, but what is the cake that you can roll?
It's more like a banana bread substance texture.
Well, that's interesting. Now, what does divinity taste like?
My daughter says sugar.
So it's really just one of those sweet candies.
Yeah, oh yes, absolutely.
Have you ever seen it...
It has sugar and Cairo in it.
Now, have you ever seen it sold in the store?
I think so. I don't go to the candy stores, but I imagine you could get it at Coon's, or you could get it at the local one.
Yeah, well, I wonder because I keep thinking it is associated with Christmas, isn't it?
Yes, my mother would go next door to a neighbor and make it, so therefore I never watched her.
Well, that's interesting.
But we ate a lot of it. Well, but our favorite is date nut candy roll, and you don't like fruitcake, so you're going to turn your nose up at it, but I've never had anybody not like it.
Now, wait, so what's in that?
It's date nuts. Dates and nuts, but the way you do it is you roll it into a wet linen towel, and it comes out as a roll, and it hardens, and you slice it.
Huh. Now, is this fresh fruit?
Yes. The dates that you buy, you just chop them up with the nuts and put it into the candy as you finish making the base.
See,
and then you roll it into a wet linen towel.
See, I think my problem with fruitcake isn't, because first, I think number one, it's the Claxton, and I think the problem is number one, the candy is, it's candied fruit, which tastes different, and the cake part of it does not taste like a cake to me. It's got anise in it, I believe, and it kind of tastes soapy, because anise can be used as a soap, and I know it's also used in Springerlies, which you don't see a lot.
Springerlies, yes.
Yeah, you don't see those made a lot. Now, do you know how to make Springerlies?
No, I do not.
I know that was a complicated cookie.
That is complicated, yes.
Complicated. Well, hey, I thank you for calling in.
Well, but remember that the date nut is very good, and that I think you would learn to like it better.
Well, I would definitely, I'll try anything before I would try a fruitcake. And I like fruit and I like cake. So, you know, this should be something I would like, but for some reason, those Claxton fruitcakes are just no good. I hate to say it.
I agree.
My daughter agrees.
I heard an agreement. Well, hey, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, now we know what divinity is. And it is pink. Beaten eggs, sugar, and Cairo. And if you want it pink, cherry juice. So that's how you get your divinity. So there we are. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Okay. Divinity. My mom always made divinity in the wintertime. First off, you have to have a dry climate. I mean, you can't do it when it's raining. But you make a syrup, which is sugar and Cairo and da-da-da-da-da-da. You have to bring it to a certain, maybe hard, soft boil stage or something. And in another pan, you have your egg whites that you beat until they're fluffy. And then you slowly pour this syrup into the egg whites. And then that incorporates that. Then you spoon it out onto wax paper. And if you want to put, I've even heard them putting dry Jell-O in it to make it a different color, whatever. I've heard them put chopped nuts in it, too. But that it has to be done when the climate is dry.
No.
That's the reason. Apparently, they tend to do it more at Christmas because of, well, in the house, what, you know, the climate's dry and so forth.
Now, why do you have to have a dry climate?
To make the egg whites stay up fluffy and so forth, and then when you put the syrup in, they will fold in, and that's when you can put the chopped nuts in or whatever. And then you just put the syrup in until it's incorporated, basically, and then you take it out, and you have to be quick about it and put them in, you know, little spoon size little things on wax paper, and that's it.
So it's just kind of a hard candy.
No, it's soft.
Oh, it's a soft
candy.
I mean,
it's not mushy soft. It's kind of like, and it's not like fondant either. It's softer than that. So, I mean, it's not messy. You can pick it up and eat it. But, and it stays formed in whatever you know, the spoon that you put it on, wax paper it. So it stays, it'll be formed. But, yeah. But that was always, at least that was an old wives' tale. You had to do it when the climate was dry.
Huh.
Most people's houses are dry in the wintertime, I guess.
That's interesting.
But now, it's sweet, but not sickening sweet.
Right.
But it is a Cairo and water and, I can't remember what else is in the syrup. But you have to bring it to a soft boil stage on your candy thermometer. And in the meantime, you beat your egg whites, and then you just gently pour this into the egg whites as they're beaten. And then it'll stiffen up, and you can spoon it out.
That's very interesting. Now, have you done much Christmas cooking this year?
No, because I live by myself, and if you do it, you can't let it go to waste. And so you let it go to waste.
That is true, unfortunately. Now, when you were baking, what did you like to bake the most?
I liked those peanut butter cookies with a Hershey's Kiss in.
Oh, yeah.
My kids like those. My boys kind of, but my oldest boy doesn't like sweets really too much at all. And their sister would make all these cookies, you know, like tradition, and those boys would eat them up about as fast as she'd bake them. And she'd get upset. They says, well, why can't we eat them when they're fresh? We don't want them when you got a whole pile of them. She was trying to get her Christmas cookies baked up, and they were eating them faster than she could get them out of the oven, just about. So, but that's the story on the divinity, and the only time we ever had it was in the wintertime. So.
Well, I appreciate that. Hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
All right, well, now we got the divinity recipe, and we know the story behind divinity. Now, if anybody else would like to call in, give us a buzz. 33 coming up on 34 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. If the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. Now, we have the mystery of divinity solved, but we're still trying to figure out, what is figgy pudding? We hear it all the time in the Christmas song, in Christmas songs, but nobody ever cooks figgy pudding. Is it like tapioca? Is it like vanilla? What is figgy pudding? And we're also talking about gumdrop cake. Now, we know there are gumdrops on the top of the cake, colorful for the holiday time, but what kind of cake is in the gumdrop cake? This we don't know. We're trying to figure out here. If you know, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. And I'm also still trying to figure out, what is that clear substance that goes on those cracker cookies? Because it's townhouse crackers, and the substance that you spread, you drizzle over top of that, is chocolate chips, some kind of crushed nut, which I can't remember. And then there's this substance that's kind of clear, but it turns brown when you cook it. Although it's not thick brown, you can still see through it. It just kind of gets a little hazy brown. And then once it's cooked, you break the cookies off, the crackers off. And that's a cracker cookie. But I don't know what the substance is that you put over top of it. That's what we're trying to figure out here. Now, those questions are all on the table, 740-383-9944. Or you can just call in and tell us what your favorite Christmas dessert is, or favorite Christmas food in general. Maybe it has nothing to do with desserts. Now, another question we have on the table today is decorating the Christmas tree. What happened to stringing popcorn? Does anybody do that anymore? What happened to the chains, the colorful chains that kids used to make out of construction paper that they would put on the tree? What happened to those? What happened to stringing cranberries, which goes way back? What happened to those? And the icicles. The icicles, the spray snow. Do they even sell this stuff anymore? Or were these things of the 70s and 80s? I'm going to think, and I'm going to guess, that the icicles and the spray snow were pretty much inventions of the 70s and 80s that have not stuck with us for some reason. And I don't know what the reason is. But does anybody know the answers to any of those questions, or would anybody like to interject something Christmassy into this conversation. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. I enjoy conversations like this because I think we all learn together, and I think that's very important. And I think as we learn, I learn. And, you know, I have went home after learning things on this show and tried some of these things. Because I always like to try something, even if it's, even if it doesn't go over as well. Now, this will sound weird coming from me, but here's what I thought, and I want to get your opinion on this. Because I will concede that probably next to candy canes and sugar cookies, that fruitcake probably is the thing most associated with Christmas. Now, I was thinking, not the Claxton type, because those taste awful, but I was thinking, what if you made like a sugar cookie, the batter for a sugar cookie, you get that all battered up, and then you took, like, let's say, fresh bananas, fresh strawberries, and maybe fresh, I don't know what another fruit would be that would be good in this, but fresh fruit that you could chop up, because you can chop up bananas, you can chop up strawberries pretty good, and you chop all this up, and you put that in the sugar cookie concoction, and then you baked them. Now, would that be a fruit cake cookie? Now, that might be something I would eat, because I like strawberries and bananas. And leave the anise out. We don't want the anise, because that's what ruins fruitcake. So, what do you think of that? Now, I'm going to copyright that. Maybe I'll sell, I'll become a baker. I'll sell fruitcake cookies at the holiday time. I've never heard of them. Now, is this a good idea? Would you eat these? Does that sound good to you? The Christmas fruitcake cookie. Now, you could, I'm trying to think of what you could ice it with, because you would probably want some kind of icing on the top of it. But I don't know what you could ice it with. Maybe you could just stick it one of those tiny candy canes on it. And that way, if you like candy canes, you can eat it. If you don't like candy canes, you don't have to eat it. What does anybody think of the fruit cake cookie? Now, remember, earlier on this year, I invented the apple butter donut. So why not the fruit cake cookie? I'm looking for some feedback here. Does anybody like this idea? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And there's still plenty of time to get this done. Maybe I'll go home tonight and make a batch of fruitcake cookies. Fruitcake cookies. How about that? Would you buy a dozen of those? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I got a question for you, Scott.
Go ahead.
Have you ever heard of Seafoam candy?
What is it?
Seafoam candy.
Seafoam.
Yeah.
No. What? What's seafoam candy?
Well, okay. So I had only ever heard of it. I'd never seen it or tried it, and so I thought, what was that? You know how sometimes you just hear things or you have a memory pop up into your head of something, and you think, what was that? And so I thought, Google. I thought we know everything nowadays. I Googled it. Turns out that is divinity, but you just use brown sugar, it says, I think, instead of the white. And then that becomes a different candy altogether, seafoam.
Now, does it taste like divinity?
Well, I've never had it.
Oh, you've never had divinity?
No. I remember thumbing through my mom's cookbooks and seeing recipes for it, thinking, you know, maybe I should try it. Because I'm like you, I like to try new things and stuff, but I never did.
Now, what do you think of the fruitcake cookies?
I think fruitcake anything is a glorious idea, Scott.
But see, we're not putting anise in these things. We're not making it that Claxton way.
Well, you have to broaden your culinary horizons. It might be delicious. You don't know until you try it.
Now, I don't... Now, is there a... Do you have a favorite type of Christmas cookie?
Not... I like all kinds of cookies. One thing I was thinking, potato candy, that's good. That's old-fashioned.
See, I still don't understand what that is. I don't think I've ever had it. It's real potatoes, right?
I have helped make that before, so I know a little bit about that. You know, from what I remember, it's a long time. It wasn't last week when I made it. You just, like, peel a potato, just a regular old potato, and boil it. You're not putting anything with that, no salt, no pepper, nothing like that. Just boil the potato, mash it, and then I actually burned a mixer up making it before because you have to put so much confectioner sugar in with that mashed up potato. And then you just, when you get it to where you can, like, roll it out with a rolling pin when it's, like, that consistency. And then you just, I don't know if you mix anything in with the peanut butter, but I know you just slather a bunch of peanut butter on top of that. And roll it up and slice it. And maybe put some powdered sugar on top, you know, sprinkle a little bit, and then that's that. Some of the most delicious recipes are the simplest. I've always said that.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes they're not, though. Because, see, that sounds horrible to me.
Well, don't knock it till you try it, Scott.
Well, you know, that there was, oh, man, and I'm going to get the name wrong, but have you ever had... Oh, geez. I don't want to say... Here's the funny thing. This candy has two different names, but one of the names is kind of a name you don't want to say. I mean, you could say it on the air. It's not like a bad word. It just... It's kind of a derogatory name, and I'm trying to think of what it is called, but I tried that for the first time last year, and I wouldn't say it's my favorite candy, but it certainly was very cheap to mix, and that's kind of the idea and how it got its derogatory name. But it was
I can't think of anything.
You know what? Somebody will let me know about this before I go off today. But I know what the derogatory name is, and
give me a clue.
Well, just that because it's so easy and cheap to make, that it would appeal to a certain group. I guess is the way it's referred to. But it does have a real name, and but I'm trying to think of what's in it. I tried it last year for the first time. Matter of fact, I had a whole baggie of it. And
do you like, this is kind of, we're bouncing all around here, but do you like cherries, like the chocolate-covered cherries?
Yeah, those aren't bad.
Those are great. Now, which one do you like, the cream or like that clear gel?
I prefer the clear gel because that white stuff, in any, you know, people used
to... You don't like the Cadbury eggs either,
though. Oh, they're awful. They're awful. I don't know why people, Peeps, Cadbury eggs, that's all beyond me. I don't understand any
that's
of that.
That's my problem. I like everything. I wish I was pickier, then I wouldn't be so pleasingly plump, but... I like it all. And the Cadbury eggs, oh, man. I looked forward to that every Easter when I was a kid.
What
it
is
the greatest things ever.
What is the yellow stuff in a Cadbury egg?
Whoever knew? Whoever knew what any of that stuff? Pop Rocks? Well, that's probably something toxic. We never knew. We didn't look at ingredients. We didn't worry about consequences. We just ate it.
We were putting popcorn on the tree. We had cranberries on there. Who knew what with potato candy? But, it's strange the stuff people do. And I'll tell you, fudge has become a big one because fudge used to be one of the most complicated things to make. But now people have come with these microwave recipes, and but I'm not sure
that's
if
how my grandma used to do it. That took me back when Bob said the microwave because grandma used to make her microwave in the whole fudge in the microwave. Yeah, people are tossing out the old candy thermometers and finding new and improved ways of doing
it. But see, I'm not sure if it... Is it new and improved? That's the question. I don't know if it is. Because it's been so long since we tasted an actual piece of fudge that they used to make. Did we forget? By the way, I just got from a listener out here, Angie, cornflake candy. Now, that's what it's called. But
one more thing, speaking of grandma. Have you ever heard... And I don't know everything that went into this, but have you ever heard of hopscotch candy?
Hot fudge, no.
No, hop. Hopscotch,
oh,
like the game hopscotch.
Oh, hop fudge?
hopscotch.
Oh, hopscotch. Boy, I missed on both those words. I'm 0 for 2. I thought it was hot fudge candy.
No, hopscotch.
Hopscotch. No, what's hopscotch candy?
It had like chow mein noodles, the little dry, crunchy chow mein noodles, and butterscotch chips, and there was other stuff, but I can't remember. Those are the two main ingredients that I can recall.
But now this cornflake candy, it's because it's just cornflakes, and I think some kind of sugary mixture, but it's so cheap to make. People love it. Charlie loved it last year. He's the one who gave me a bag of it. But it does go by a derogatory name. But it's cornflake candy is the proper name.
Sounds yummy.
Yeah. We'll try it all. Hey, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 48 minutes past the hour. If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back in. We would love to hear from you. Now, we still don't have the answer. What is figgy pudding? Would you like a dozen of my fruit cake cookies? Which apparently is something I might be working on. Fruit cake cookies. It's never too late to create something new for the holiday season. Let's see here. You know what used to be associated with Christmas that you don't hear so much anymore is rum balls. Remember rum balls? But I think it had real rum in it. I think there was real rum involved in that. Now also here, we might have the concoction for my cracker cookies. Apparently, it might be butter, brown sugar, just to make a caramel color. Butter and brown sugar. But I would think there'd have to be something else in it because it's a liquid. It's kind of a liquid substance. Because you drop those pieces of nut and the chocolate chips on top. So there's got to be a little more to it than just butter and brown sugar. I don't know if it's Karo. Maybe. I'm not sure. But I know it's a liquid when you pour it on and then it dries and it's solid. But you can break it. It's not quite as hard as hardtack candy, but it's in that neighborhood. And, the turtles. I always love to talk about the turtles because this is what my mother really got into. You know, you always look back to your mother at Christmas time and you say, what was the thing that she made the most? Well, mine was turtles, and I don't know why, but she had the molds, she had the paintbrushes, she had all the stuff that went into that, and she would make coconut and butterscotch. Was it? Or caramel. Caramel. It was caramel and coconut. And I'm telling you, this was a project. These turtles, holy mackerel. You had to freeze them in your freezer. You had to make sure the candy dried. You had to add stuff to them. I mean, making these things was a project. Does anybody still make the turtle candy? I think my mother gave up on that years ago. I have not heard her making those in a long time. But does anybody remember the turtles? Coconut and I think caramel is what they were filled with. Or do you remember anything that your mother did in the past that has come down with you as a memory? I just remember my mom, and she made other things. You know, most people who cook for Christmas candy-wise and cookie-wise, they make several things. But, boy, the turtles were the big one because they were complicated. They were just complicated. And I don't see too many of those anymore. The cornflake candy, I guess, is just cornflake Karo, sugar, and peanut butter. Cornflakes, Karo, sugar, and peanut butter. That's why it's so cheap to make. And as I say, it has kind of a derogatory name because it's so cheap to make, but it's cornflake candy and very popular. Certainly was around here last year. Now, mincemeat pie, also popular, But again, we don't know. What is in figgy pudding? Does anybody know what is figgy pudding? What is in a gumdrop cake? What kind of cake is under the gumdrops in the icing? And is there something I'm forgetting as far as Christmas candy goes? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Is there something I'm leaving off the big list here today? I've got fudge. I've got sugar cookies. I have got divinity. I've got... what else have we covered here this morning? Well, we've talked about potato candy. But to be honest with you, I'm not much of a potato person in general, so I don't think the potato candy would go over with me. Fruitcake, mincemeat pie, which is always very popular. What else are people cooking at the holiday time? You don't see a whole lot of that hardtack candy anymore, even though it was popular for a long time. People used to make trays and trays of that stuff. Green and red and yellow, and I didn't like the hardtack candy. That was never one of my favorites. And does anybody know what happened to the icicles or the spray snow or putting popcorn on your tree or the chains that kids used to make in school out of construction paper? What happened to all these traditions? Give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944, 53 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944, give me a buzz. What's on your mind here in the Christmas season? And I like when people get creative at Christmas, as long as it's got a Christmas theme. You know, I think that you can create a whole new Christmas candy or a whole new Christmas cookie or a whole new Christmas cake, but you've really got to wrap it around something with the holiday. That's the thing. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I'll make the turtles much simpler than what you're talking about. The lady referenced it earlier was the... waffle-shaped pretzels with a Rolo on top.
Oh, okay.
And it melts. You put it in the oven, not very high, just for it to melt. And then a pecan on top and press it down and let it cool.
Now, so you just take the Rolo.
Yeah, that's time-consuming, is to unwrap all those Rolos, yeah.
Right. And now, how does it get the shape of a turtle?
It's called turtle because it has the caramel and the chocolate and the pecans.
Oh, okay. But it's not molded like a turtle.
Oh, no. I'd say it's simpler. It's called a turtle, yeah.
Do you remember, why did those become so popular?
I don't know, but I know they did.
They did?
I don't know.
My goodness.
Yeah.
They used to sell the molds and the paintbrushes, and boy, those were very popular things.
Yeah, they were.
Holy moly. But boy, time, it took hours.
Oh, I'm sure it did. I never made them, but I've eaten them, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, what is your favorite type of Christmas dessert?
Dessert or cookie?
Either one.
I like the mandarin orange pudding, jello, with whipped cream and pudding in it. Our whole family likes the mandarin orange taste.
You know, that's interesting, because oranges, there's another thing that used to be highly associated with Christmas, but really not so much anymore.
Yeah, I know. In fact, I was listening to repeats on your show with Charlie talking about the oranges at Christmas time.
Yeah, oranges, even people, and I always think I'm going to do this at the holiday time, and I never think to do it, but I know for many years people put oranges in stockings, but if you had a holiday party, people would take the orange peels and boil them on the stove to give the house the aroma of oranges.
Oh, yeah, right, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I can remember my mother talking about getting an orange for Christmas. back in the Depression era and how great it was.
Well, that's the story. We looked that up at one point. The reason people gave oranges, and it did start during the Depression era, was because they were thought to be balls of gold.
Oh, okay.
So that was the connection, but for some reason, that has went by the wayside. Now people fill the stockings up with lottery tickets.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And your icicles and snow. I think I have a thing of snow in the basement if you'd like to have it.
Oh, really? Well, you know, do they even sell that anymore?
I think the dollar store does. I think I've seen it. But I think it went by the wayside because icicles and snow is so messy to clean up when it comes cleanup time.
Well, you know what I think about these. I remember these items heavy probably in the 70s, 80s, and maybe early 90s. What was so... what were we doing at that time that we had to have, you know, the snow, the artificial snow, the snow flakes? What were we... What was different?
I have no clue. I don't know.
And nobody strings popcorn anymore.
No, as one lady said, that's kind of, you got to hit that popcorn just right or you're going to have a mess.
I know. It's the traditions are, some of them are certainly going by the wayside as the years go by.
Yes, they are.
Well, hey, I thank you for calling.
You're welcome, Scott.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, phone lines are open. Remember, if we're on the line with somebody else, just keep on calling back. So if it's ringing busy, that's what it means. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 58 and a half minutes past the hour. Talking Christmas cookie, Christmas tree decorations, the whole kit and caboodle. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
Here's gumdrop cake.
Gumdrop cake.
Yeah, what are you talking about? You can use any flavor cake that you wanted. You put it on, and then you put cream cheese frosting mix on your cake, and then put it in your gumdrops.
See, I don't think it would taste very good with chocolate cake.
Well, most people use white or yellow.
Yeah, I think gumdrops and cream cheese icing on a chocolate cake would not end very good.
Well, you have to try it.
Well, thanks, Bob.
Yeah.
I know that gumdrop cake had some kind of white icing on top, and I know it had gumdrops, but I can't imagine chocolate cake would be very good, even if you like chocolate cake. I don't think chocolate cake and cream cheese icing is going to be very good. But put some gumdrops in there, I don't know if that's going to work. All right, well, figgy pudding. We still don't have the answer to figgy pudding. We got our answer to divinity. Beaten egg, sugar, K-Ro, cherry juice. We got our answer to gumdrop cake there, cream cheese icing, and just any kind of cake, although I would not go with chocolate cake on the gumdrop cake. And figgy pudding. What is figgy pudding? Now, the only thing it seems that we eat in life that even remotely has to do with figs are Fig Newtons. So does it have to do with something that with that concoction inside of a Fig Newton? Is that what figgy pudding is? I don't know. Is it a warm pudding? I know some puddings are warm. Some people like to eat warm tapioca pudding. Who knows? Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to go to break here. We're going to be around, though. We've got 3 hours left this morning. Stay tuned. Be back in about 15 minutes.
Can explain ere he drove out of sight. Happy Christmas to all and to all a good night.
Well, Martha, you did a great job.
Merry Christmas to everybody in this universe, Scott Spears. And I want to be Merry